2021 International Chinese Speaking Conference. Number 1. The intrinsic and organic building up of the Church as a body of Christ. 10th of May to 16th of May. Roman numeral 1. The intrinsic essence of the Church is the divine life which generates the Church. A. The intrinsic essence of the Church is the divine life, the indestructible life, which the process triune God has dispensed into us and is now dispensing into us. This divine life is actually the processed and now dispensing triune God. 1. The divine life generates us by the regenerations of the Spirit in our spirit. The Divine Spirit begets the human spirit, and these two spirits are mingled as one. 2. When we are regenerated, we have made the chosen of God as the bride of Christ, who is the bridegroom, for his increase as typified by Eve, as a counterpart to Adam. A. Before Eve came into existence, she was a rib of Adam, a part of Adam. According to these revelations, we can say that before the Church came into existence, she was a part of Christ, just as the members of our physical body are part of us. Members of Christ are parts of Christ. B. Just Adam's rib imparted life into Eve to make her Adam counterpart, so Christ's internal, divine, indestructible life imparts life into us to make us his counterpart. B. Christ became the intrinsic essence of the Church through the release of his divine life as a one grain of wheat falling into the ground and dying free for his multiplication. C. Christ became the intrinsic essence of the Church through the impartations of his divine life as a firstborn Son of God in his resurrection. God may have many sons as many brothers of Christ. D. The many brothers of Christ are his many branches grafted into him, the true vine in the universe to bear much fruit for his enlargement in his spreading, so that they might express the triune God as his organism. When the branches of the vine receive a sufficient supply of the life-giving spirit as the life juice of Christ, they bear fruit as the overflow of the inner life supply. E. This organism of the triune God is the organic body of Christ, constituted with his many brothers as the many members of his organic body. Roman numeral 2. We need to see and experience the organic existence of the Church. A. The Church exists in the universe as a one universal Church of God, for his universal expression, the fullness of God. B. The Church is spreading in many localities on the earth as the many local churches to be his local expression. 1. In 1 Corinthians 12:28, Paul puts apostles, who are universal, prophets and teachers, who are both universal and local, and deacons and elders, who are local, all together. This means that the word Church in this universe implies universal Church and all the local churches. 2. in the eyes of God, the universal church and all the local churches are just the church, the process, and now dispensing triune God is one, and He is the very essence of the church. Therefore, this church, in both its universal and local aspect, is one church. See, when we come back to the intrinsic essence of the church for its organic existence, we will not talk wrongly about the arrogant teachings that the local churches could be different from one another. All the churches are the unique one organism of the process and dispensing triune God. According to the scriptures, the practical sevenfold oneness is for us to be 1. One in teaching, 2. One in practice, 3. One in thinking, 4. One in speaking, and 5, 6, and 7. One in essence, appearance, and expression. Roman numeral 3. We must continuously exercise our spirit and turn our heart to the Lord in order to stay on the way of life in the reality of the intrinsic essence of the church for its organic existence. We must walk in the way of life to live by the tree of life, according to the Spirit, not in the way of death to live by the tree of the knowledge of right and wrong, according to the self. B. We stay on the way of life by loving the Lord to the uttermost. To believe in the Lord is to receive Him as life. To love the Lord is to enjoy Him as life. C. The love between us and the Lord depends on our thoughts. 1. In 2 Corinthians 11:2, Paul says that he betrothed us to one husband to present us as a pure virgin to Christ, with a proper love towards Him in order to enjoy Him. Then in verse 3, Paul tells us that it is possible for our thoughts to be corrupted from the simplicity and the purity towards Christ. 2. The following symptoms of problems with man's thoughts are all hindrance to the enjoyment of Christ as life. A. The first symptoms of problems with man's thoughts is having hardened thoughts. B. The second symptoms of the problem with man's thoughts is being blinded by Satan. C. The third symptoms of problem with man's thoughts is rebellion. D. The fourth symptoms of problems with man's problems is corruption. 3. We should say, O Lord, search my thoughts and rescue my thoughts so that they can focus solely and entirely on You. 4. To enjoy Christ as intrinsic essence of the church, we must have a burning love toward Him by giving Him the first place in all things. D. May we continuously receive the merciful compassions of our God, so that we may remain on our way of life, the line of life, and in the maintenance of life, by enjoying Christ as the tree of life, in the flow of life, for God's building in life by our growth in life. This is for us to remain in the intrinsic essence of the church for its organic existence.